Okay, well, good morning, everybody. Firstly, let me thank our governor, our mayor, for being here this morning, taking time out of your busy schedules for an important event. I also want to acknowledge two players that many, if not most, if not everybody knows, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones over here. You guys raise your hands, not that everybody doesn't know you. Thank you very much for taking time off on your day off to be here today. Today is an important milestone for our new stadium. It's an introduction of our naming rights partner, Mercedes-Benz, and I personally couldn't be happier with this great organization for the next 27 years. Part of our formal contract is that it requires me to be around in 27 years to renew the contract, so I plan on doing that as a result of that. I want to thank you, Steve, for insisting on putting that in the agreement. Unfortunately, over the weekend, we had a leak of information, which is not unusual in this world today. We could not acknowledge the deal until everything was signed, sealed, and delivered. But we're pleased today that we can share all the details with you and answer any questions that you may have. We set out a criteria for a naming rights partner some time ago, probably several years ago. And that criteria really fell in four buckets. One, we wanted a name that fit the iconic image of the building. We wanted a company that could sustain a long-term relationship. We wanted a company whose values meshed with the Atlanta Falcons, with Atlanta United, and all of our businesses. But beyond that, they represented the very best of Atlanta and the best of our state. And we wanted a company that embraces the communities in which it does business, as we do. We found all of that in Mercedes-Benz, and we're thrilled that a company that has that kind of iconic image in the automotive realm and really worldwide in business is now a naming rights partner for our new stadium. It's a company, much like our company, that has spent the last few years reimagining, redefining its customer experience in much the same way that this new stadium will. It's a company whose leadership and associates approach everything that they do under their slogan, the best or nothing. The best or nothing is woven inside of my suit. The best of nothing is woven inside of all of our businesses into the fabric of our own culture. So it's a perfect match. It's a company whose pillars support innovation, performance, design, safety, and environmental sustainability. And those brands and those attributes run parallel with ours. Let me touch on them very quickly. Innovation. In terms of the way we approach this new stadium and rethinking the fan and guest experience from every perspective and going beyond the conventional wisdom. Reflected in unique guest offerings, 100-yard bar, 360-degree access around the buildings, seven clubs with full amenities, technology throughout the building, technology lounges. Two, performance in terms of being the best that we can in the two Super Bowls that we compete with every year on the field and off the field. Design in terms of the iconic look of the building, both inside and out. First of its kind, retractable roof. First of its kind, video halo board that will be suspended from the roof itself, the roof circumference itself. Floor-to-ceiling windows that will give us a magnificent view of our great downtown Atlanta. And fourth, environmental sustainability, as we seek the highest LEED certification that's been awarded any stadium ever built in the United States. Obviously, we're committed to environmental parks and green space for the work we do in our community through our family foundation as well. Beyond that, Mercedes-Benz is committed to a deep level of community engagement. They believe, and I quote, what you get out of life is equal to what you put into it. I didn't tell Steve, my mother, who passed away 4 months short of 100, actually wrote that expression, and she lived it, and we live it as well. They're a great partner with Luria Sports for Good Foundation, which helps disenfranchised young people around the world enjoy a better life through the power of sport. They offer educational assistance for veterans, for their families. Their worldwide organization provides many other grants, engages in multiple efforts around the globe. In our discussions with Mercedes-Benz U.S. President and CEO Steve Cannon and his leadership team, it became clear that we share this common vision for the stadium partnership. to be part of an iconic building that enhances the Atlanta landscape, to be a contributor to the economy within the city and the state, to provide the highest level of guest experiences, to be a responsible community citizen and active contributor to areas surrounding the city, starting with the West Side. For all these reasons and many others, we are proud, could not be prouder, to put the name Mercedes-Benz on our stadium. I'm happy to introduce you to Steve Cannon and to present you to the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I like the wow. All right. And before I turn this over to Steve, I want to share just a couple of thoughts about him. I first met Steve when we were asked, and this was kind of a very mysterious request, but we were asked by the Atlanta Chamber of Commerce to host a company. It was a Fortune 50 company that was considering moving its headquarters to Atlanta. And, of course, being an Atlanta resident, citizen, ambassador for the city for well over 40 years now, we were thrilled to do that. We asked the name, and they said, we just can't tell you who it is, which seemed kind of odd to us. But we met with the company here at the sales center. We were asked to come in very casual clothing. We did. We had jeans on and appropriate shirts and things of that nature, and we met with a group of folks. We didn't know who they represented or what they represented, but we spent a good deal of time, and Steve was amongst that group. You wouldn't know it. He didn't introduce himself as a CEO. And we just sat and talked about Atlanta and all of that Atlanta and the state could bring to any company that was considering the move here. And I remember discussing all the pluses, and I discussed some of the cons as well, but the majority of the pluses. And I remember feeling that this city really, compared to some of the other ones they were considering, offered a lot of advantages. So I got a little bit of a key who it might be, because I never told this to Steve, but one of his associates had a sports jacket on over his jeans, looking European cool, and when he opened his jacket, it had a Mercedes-Benz logo on it. So I kind of guessed at that time, didn't say anything, that that might be Mercedes-Benz. So we want to officially welcome you now that all the secrecy is over and we have our naming rights partnership done. One of the most impressive things to me about Steve, from the time that we actually knew who we were talking to in terms of naming rights, was his commitment to Atlanta. And I know the governor and mayor both will talk about that in a moment. But I would tell you that it was meaningful to him to have the national headquarters for Mercedes-Benz not only here in Atlanta, but have its name, its brand, its logo, the quality of its organization representing the stadium for the close to 1,000 associates that will be headquartered here in Atlanta, headquartered in a building that will be probably close to 250,000 square feet. So I want to quickly say thank you, again say thank you, for not only making the move to Atlanta, for putting the incredible brand of Mercedes-Benz on our, we think is going to be unique, world-class stadium, but also becoming part of the Atlanta community so quickly. So I want to thank the Mercedes-Benz team, Drew, Marco, Stephanie, Brian, Chris, for working with us on this partnership. Also want to acknowledge our own team that I think did a great job, Rich McKay, Jim Smith, Tim Zawalski, Mike Egan, and Greg Beatles. And I want to thank you for trusting, Steve, your brand with us. We will obviously not let you down. We believe in under-promising and over-delivering in everything that we do, and we'll do the same thing here as well. The quality of the building, the quality of the experience inside the building, the quality of the name on the building, the quality of its products are important to all of our partners. As you well know, we're hosting the NCAA Men's Final Four here in 2020. We're bidding for the Super Bowl in 2019 and or 20. We're bidding for the College Football National Championship in 2018. Eventually, we hope to be bidding for FIFA World Cup. All of these great institutions and these great brands by themselves, it matters to them whose name is on the building. It matters to them who our partner is, our naming brand partner, who our founding partners are, who our sponsors are, not only the experience, the building, et cetera. So with Mercedes-Benz as another tremendous draw for that. We want to thank the company for making that available for us. So we have a sketch that we'd like to share with you of the building. It's right here, Steve. This was done by the architect who originally designed the building. And hopefully it'll find a nice place in your office or offices. The other thing I would challenge you with in your organization, our family office is, you know, less than 50 yards from here. And when I drove in and parked this morning, I noticed not all the cars in the garage were Mercedes-Benzes. So that was a little disappointing to me. It's a challenge to you and your organization. And I did introduce, you know, our two of our great players here today, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. And I know that Julio is about ready to sign one of the major contracts in the NFL with us, drives a different automobile. So you might assign one of your great salesmen, starting with you, to him before he leaves today. So with that, let me turn it over to Steve Cannon. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you, Arthur. I have this feeling that it's draft day and Mercedes-Benz has the number one pick. So this is a really important milestone for our company. You know, it's only 8 months. It's hard to believe that 8 months has already gone by. Only 8 months in January when we announced that we were going to uproot our headquarters and move from Montvale, New Jersey to Atlanta. And that was a big, momentous decision. We were in Montvale for 50 years. But we as a team were convinced that the next chapter of the Mercedes-Benz success story was going to happen here in Atlanta, and this was the right place for us to do that. So it's 8 months, hard to believe, but we've been very busy in that time. We've brought our families down. They're already attending our schools throughout the Atlanta area. We've opened our transitional facility while we build our new headquarters. We plan to have a grand opening not too far in the future, sometime in 2017, maybe 2018, but we're up and running as of July 6th. We've been extraordinarily pleased with the level of talent that we've been able to find here in Atlanta. We're hiring like crazy, so want to get the word out. There's lots of great jobs at Mercedes-Benz, and we're talking to a lot of people. So from a transition standpoint, we could not have asked for a better transition. It's been really, really a strong few months. Now, one of the promises that we made when we said we were coming to Atlanta is that we were going to become a prominent member of this community, that we wanted to get involved in Atlanta and not just hide out there somewhere in the suburbs and do our corporate business and sell a lot of cars. So we made that promise, giving back and corporate citizenship. It's part of our culture. It's part of who we are. And when we made that claim, that statement, little did we know that we'd be able to deliver on that promise as quickly and as dramatically as this showcase right in front of us, right in the heart of Atlanta. So it feels good to be part of that group. The Mercedes-Benz star is a very powerful symbol. It's one of the most iconic global brands, and it stands for safety. It stands for engineering excellence and for design and performance. And we think that that is just so beautifully associated with a statement, with a stadium that is designed around the customer experience, around the fan experience, because essentially that's what we do with our cars. It's all about the customer and getting them from point A to point B as stylishly and as safely and in some cases as quickly as they want to. So we feel like we're two highly aligned brands right here. The partnership could not be any better. We think it's going to look great on this stadium. In fact, we'd love to take you through and show you, but that's a construction site, hard hat area, so we couldn't do that. So with the power of CGI, we're going to show you just how great the Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to look. So let's show the video. That just really looks great. And Arthur, thank you. I love the star on that amazing retractable roof. I think that's going to make us the only company in Atlanta whose logo can be seen from the International Space Station. So thank you for that. Subtle marketing, but I think great partnerships are not just about plastering logos all over a stadium and saying our work here is done. Great companies give back to the communities that they serve, and this partnership is going to be about that. Arthur mentioned it. We're very active globally and here in the United States with our Laureus Foundation. Its whole premise of Laureus is that sport has the power to change the world, and we've been doing that very actively here in the United States. Our dealers and Mercedes-Benz over the past 5 years have invested more than $10 million to take coaches, mentors, and put them into underserved communities around the country to help give kids better choices. So they stand up programs inside of school and outside of school, like after-school running programs or hockey or wrestling or football programs. They're all designed to get kids out of, you know, off the sofa, off the sidelines, into the game, help fight the obesity, childhood obesity epidemic. That's one of the benefits. But even more importantly than that is to give kids in underserved communities where funding has been removed and removed and they don't have great choices, to give them options, to put important mentors in their lives. And everybody knows how important a mentor can be in shaping kids' lives. But putting mentors into their lives and giving them great choices to get away from the PlayStation and get into the game and to maybe even avoid some even more dangerous choices like drugs and gangs. That's what the foundation is all about. We're in 30 cities. We've put in 450 coaches into those cities over the last 5 years. And now we can proudly say that we've impacted hundreds of thousands of kids in giving them, you know, a positive playtime, you know, in sometimes periods of their lives where things could be dangerous. So we're thrilled about that, and we're thrilled that we're going to be able to stand shoulder to shoulder with Arthur, his foundation, and his team and make that impact right here on the West Side. And we are not going to wait until this building is completed in order to start that impact. In fact, we're going to bring the Laureus Foundation business model right here to the West Side Project, and we're going to bring coaches already in 2015 and get active. And our goal would be to make Atlanta one of our model cities where we're impacting kids. And what better alignment? Sport has the power to change the world than with a stadium, a founder who's committed to sport, and two great anchor teams in the NFL and in soccer. So we're thrilled about it. This is a really big day for Mercedes-Benz. We're thrilled to be here in Atlanta. We're thrilled for this partnership. And now I'll turn the podium over to our governor.
Thank you, Steve. This is indeed a great day for Georgia. To see these two organizations come together is a culmination of a public-private partnership that the mayor and I certainly welcome. It is good for our city, it is good for our state, and it is good for everyone in our state, I might add. We've already seen the economic impact of the construction of this new stadium, hundreds of new jobs, millions of new dollars of investment, and we've already seen the impact of Steve and Mercedes-Benz moving their headquarters here to our state. There again, hundreds of new jobs, and the economic impact there is going to continue to grow. Steve, I know that the automotive industry is under great pressure in terms of new designs, and I want to tell you that I believe you have now found the ultimate retractable hardtop. This is a day in which we will all look back on as a day that we take another giant step forward in the capital city of Atlanta and in the entire state of Georgia. The thousands of people who will come to this stadium will be exposed not only to the events of athletics and cultural events that will take place there, they will also be exposed to Atlanta. And they will be exposed to the greater state of Georgia. And that is indeed good for all of us. Thank you. And it's my pleasure now to introduce my colleague, who does a great job of representing our capital city, Mayor Kasim Reed.
Well, on behalf of everybody, I'm here to bring a little happiness in the room. Can we all say wow? Goodness gracious, we need to be happy about this. I want to thank my friend Governor Deal for his leadership in partnership with Frank Poe and Rich McKay and a huge team of individuals who helped to make this all possible. But the biggest thanks I really want to reserve are for Steve Cannon and for Arthur Blank. And that's for believing in the city of Atlanta and choosing the city of Atlanta. It's very simple what this represents to me. What this facility represents is the best of us. It represents excellence. And I believe that it's one of the reasons that Mercedes-Benz decided to make the city of Atlanta and the metropolitan Atlanta region home. So just a little ways up the road in Sandy Springs, and they're going to build one of America's and one of the world's great companies right to the Atlanta metropolitan region. And they're going to be at what I believe will be the best stadium in the world, but I will hold off saying that because we've got a vote on the Super Bowl coming up. So I won't brag on our stadium that much today. But I'm here to say that I'm grateful to you on behalf of the city of Atlanta that we are going to accomplish amazing things together. So thank you, Steve, and thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Governor, for believing in Atlanta and making this moment possible. Thank you, everybody.
Helpful if the television cameras could move during the photo session so that the photographers get the best angles. We will be doing one-on-one interviews outside in the piazza area, which is where the fountain is, and there are some Mercedes cars there as visuals. As you exit through the lobby, there are USB drives that will contain digital assets, including the renderings and the video that you saw her today, as well as the press release. We also have paper copies of the press release in the lobby. It contains the website address for the Mercedes-Benz Stadium website, which also has a media kit page on it. If you prefer to get your own photo, let me back up. During this press conference, we unfurled banners on the new Atlanta Stadium, and there will be photos on the website of those banners, but if you prefer to get your own photos, go over and park near Gate A, and you can take your own shots. And finally, if you need some space to complete your stories while you're here, come back into the lobby, go to the back of the preview center, and there are work rooms. They're called meeting rooms 1 through 5. You're welcome to use that space. So we'll open it now to questions.
So we're not going to disclose the dollar amount, so 27 years, but that's about the only number you're going to get out of us today. I'll let you know it's the biggest single...
Okay. So, there's a little buzz about the deal.
Wow.
There's a buzz.
Yeah.
The 27 years, it's an odd number of years. It's 2 years before the stadium opens, obviously.
Sorry, can you look closer to
yeah. The 27 years is a little bit of an odd number of years. It's 2 years before the stadium opens and 25 years later. And I was only kidding about me being required to be here to renew it after 25 years. I hope I'd be here, but I might not be.
And I'll just add to that it's the biggest single marketing deal that we've ever done in the history of Mercedes-Benz, not just here in the United States, but globally. So it is a big deal for us. And I'm proud to say that we did it in absolute record time, from that first meeting with Arthur to all the kind of gyrations that you usually have to jump through to get to a deal like this. I think it's just a testimony to how aligned we were as partners, and the fact that we got that all done and are here today only 2 days after it got leaked is a pretty good statement.
Are you still keeping the Superdome?
So we are We have a contractual obligation with the Superdome. They've been great partners with us. When we made that deal, we had no idea we were going to move to Atlanta. And we had no idea that all of this was in our future. So we'll deal with that when the time comes. Obviously, having two stadiums in the same division, you wouldn't plan it that way. But sometimes opportunities come your way that are just too good to turn down.
How long is that contract, sir?
We're in the middle of a 10-year contract. No relationship whatsoever. We were completely done with the state and the relocation decision prior to any of the stadium discussions taking place. So they happened on completely parallel tracks.
Steve, I know that y'all have an arena in Stuttgart, Germany, and also involved in the World Cup. Can you talk about Mercedes-Benz involvement in soccer?
So we obviously are. Stuttgart's got a team in the first league. In Stuttgart, so we're very involved. We have arenas also in China. Soccer is obviously the biggest global sport out there. We are a big global brand, and if you want to be where your customers are, soccer is a great platform. It's a great venue in order to do that. So we're thrilled that we're able to now add to that to our platform here in the United States. Prior to this point, soccer just wasn't part of our marketing mix. So to be able to get football, and the growing demographics of soccer are undeniable, trying to connect with the younger generation, it's exactly what a brand like Mercedes-Benz needs. So we're thrilled to be able to embrace football, embrace soccer, and all the other great events that are going to take place at this phenomenal venue.
Maria.
And, I think all three of us probably, all four of us probably can. Mild comments would be, I think the name is the name. The most important part of any name is what does it represent. And I think the iconic nature of the construction of this building, the iconic nature of the fan experience within the building, the kind of events we'll be bringing here beyond the NFL and beyond MLS, all those represent the very best, the very best or nothing, if you will, to use the Mercedes-Benz slogan. So I think that's the most important part of the brand, not necessarily a name that's on the building. In this case, we're honored to have the Mercedes-Benz on the name on the building, which represents those, those attributes. But I don't view it in terms of a loss at all. I think this building and the experiences will represent the very best of our city and our region, our state.
Well, don't lose sight of the fact that this is all part of our World Congress Center complex, the Georgia World Congress Center complex. I think there will certainly be adequate reason for them to know that this is in the capital city of Atlanta and that it is in the state of Georgia. If they don't know that, we'll give them a map. But I think they will definitely know that this is associated with the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta.
Any other questions for the group before we break off individually? Okay. So I want to thank you again, Governor, Mayor, Steve, everybody, Mercedes-Benz, our team, Atlanta, for making this this possible for us. Appreciate you all coming out today. And look forward to talking further with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor.